biggest on Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla.
All I need in this world is sin. Me and my girlfriend, me and my girlfriend.
Down to ride to the very end. It's me and my boyfriend, me and my boyfriend. This is another show. X plus Y squared equals what? It's about your health and your wealth. Hey.
Yeah, we in here.
Yes, we are.
Looking at my Rolex, it's about that time.
Ooh, you got a Rolex on today? You took the Nautica off?
Yeah, because I'm looking at a magazine.
Oh, okay.
And they have this Rolex right here on page 32.
Okay.
And it's incredible.
Okay.
One day.
It is.
It's on the bucket list.
Yeah, baby. You're going to get that.
One day, mama.
Soon, actually.
One day.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, speaking of one day, that's today.
Yeah, it is.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
It's time for another banging episode of X plus Y squared equals
what?
Question mark, exclamation point. I am your man, grown for no reason at all, Tone X.
And I am your girl, grown all the time, Y square.
I knew you were going to add that. I said, let me see what you're going to put in.
Look,
together.
I always have something, baby.
You could say the best with the breasts.
Ooh, I like that. The best with the breasts.
Don't say that. So, have people going to your Facebook page and tell me, I don't see Tone right breast. So, today, we are talking about something. Longevity is the word we are trying to introduce to you beautiful people.
Sustainability.
This is all about health.
Your wealth.
And being wise, because your health is your wealth.
It sure is.
You can have $20 million, but if you can't get out of bed.
And if you're not healthy, that $20 million don't mean nothing.
You really can't enjoy it.
Exactly.
You really can't enjoy it. We talk about physically, physical health. And we talk about emotionally, how they all tie together. And when you start working out and you try to miss a day and your body is like, hey, what happened to the workout? It's because your body needs that. Your body enjoys that, whether you do or not. It's a lot of great things going on the inside that you can see. Of course, we focus on the physical.
Right.
Is the butt getting tighter, ladies? How the quads looking with the squats, the chest? Is the chest tightening up, the biceps, the triceps? Everybody want the six pack. I'm going to tell you a secret. Your rib cage stop growing at a certain age, and that's when it becomes difficult to achieve that bodybuilding six pack. Now, you can still get a six pack, but it'd be like assorted cans in the store. It'd be like two Millers.
Oh, Lord.
And one Budweiser, and then like a tall can of King Cobra. But you can get your six pack if you want. Mm-hmm. And today, we're talking to somebody who knows all about
working out, being fit, right? Exactly. It is IFBB Pro, professional bodybuilder, and actually my personal trainer, Fred Bigot. Yay! And he is all about mind, body, and fusion.
Yeah.
And what I do appreciate about Fred was I was not the workout queen. I was never a workout queen. And I started working out with Fred for different reasons. I've always been a slim chick. The heaviest I was actually in high school. I was a size 10, 12 when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. But then when I got into my 20s, and then when I actually got pregnant, had my baby with Justice, I was, you know, almost 200 pounds then. But right after I had him, I breastfed him, and my metabolism was so high, I lost weight tremendously. I went down to like 125 pounds after 3 months from he was born. And it was great because I was like, ooh, I lost the weight. But then it was hard for me to maintain weight. And I stayed slim. I felt anorexic. So I would work out, or I started wanting to work out to get a little thicker. But then I just didn't have the energy or the willpower or the motivation. So one thing that I do hope Fred speaks about that we'll get a chance to pull out is the way he is really able to tap into his clients and help them to realize that this is a lifestyle. And it can be an affordable lifestyle. Having a personal trainer sounds expensive and bougie, but it is not expensive.
Yeah, well, that's the angle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what goes along with it. But it's nowhere near bougie.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, when you say, oh, I have a personal trainer.
Right.
That's something that a lot of time the high elite would say. But you could work at Walmart and have a personal trainer. Or you could be your own entrepreneur at home with your startup home business and have a personal trainer. So it's not something that now is just for the elite or for the rich or for the celebrities. It's for the everyday average working person or non-working person, but you got to have some kind of income coming in to be able to go to a trainer.
Right. Well, everything has economics fused in the mm-hmm. equation. And the thing about a personal trainer, it's just that, personal. It's the same as some people in school are great at oral exams. Some people are better at written exams. Some people utilize personal trainers because they're not as self-motivated mm-hmm. as others. There's some people like me, when I was doing P90X and I was just watching Tony Horton off the DVD.
Yeah, so you're good.
And I was getting self-motivated yeah. and I was doing it and I got to about day 63 and stopped. Don't ask me why.
Because see, I'm not self-motivated.
So, and it's like, once you stop, it's like going back to college mm-hmm. when you drop out or you leave. You say, I'm going back. All right, Tony Horton's still over there looking at me with the funny face. Like, what's going on? And some people, they don't have that push
right.
by themselves. They need that push exactly. from someone else. They need that instruction because it really motivates them
mm-hmm.
to do the exercise, to work through it. You know, to go in. So it's a beautiful thing. And when it comes to your health, you know, you can make adjustments to make it work.
You can.
You know, you can make adjustments to make it work. Anything that you want for yourself, you'll get it.
And it's something that we have to start thinking about, like, immediately. You know, I know overall as a culture, sometimes in the Black community, we don't concentrate on health because we love the greasy foods, the fried foods, and the fat back, and the bacon, and the grease. However, it's important, and it wasn't until my later years in life that I started realizing what I eat and what I'm doing with my body really matters. And so I think, you know, that's another thing to kind of stress, is just to make sure that you implement it. And I love the fact, because our kids, our boys, Justice is very athletic. He works out. London even gets on the floor workout. So you can kind of teach your family and train them by example, so that your young ones realize that staying fit, staying healthy, eating right should be a lifestyle. It doesn't have to be a thing that you know, choose
right.
to do.
Well, we like got
to
work on that third one, that eating right.
Yeah, we do.
That's a difficult task sometimes.
Yeah, man.
And they say to eat healthy costs more than to eat junk.
Mm-hmm.
And it do.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And it's a constant battle because you're going up against the television and the images and what they see and what they like and what they think they're supposed to eat. And then you're trying to tell them that you might want to put this in your system. You know, you might want to put a Sprite down and pick up some water.
Mm-hmm.
And you still beating that over some people's head because diet is very important.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people think they got the philosophy of, since I work out and since my metabolism is high,
I can eat whatever I want.
So you go work out, have a crazy workout, but then you come home and you eat a two-piece and a biscuit from Popeye's.
I do that sometimes.
And you're like, well, and your reasoning is, well, I'm good because I work
and
out.
And I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. Exactly.
No.
I got to stop that. But I'm beginning to tell, because the way that middle, honey, that midriff section, that muffin top, I never had one. And I would always say, oh, I had a baby and I actually had a C-section. And actually, that's really what motivated me to work, is because I had the C-section with London. And I saw the thickness coming on, especially around my midsection, and I wasn't able to, you know, move and sit up and all that, because you got to let your stomach heal. So Fred was able to really kind of get me in tune with my mind, body, and fusion, and to help that little stomach, that muffin top, go down. So
eating, a lot of people got that muffin top.
I know, and I love Corona. Well, now apple beers, the red apple beer.
Well, you know where that sits.
I love that.
Talk about your muffin top, but those, go right there.
Those lemon drops that D. Wright makes.
Sugar.
I love that. Love a beautiful red wine. I love that.
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, when you get
the Malbec
real serious with this thing, you got to cut back on all of that.
You do. And you can have it in moderation. And that's one thing, too, I appreciate about Fred, was that he was telling me that, you know, you can have your glass of red wine or you can have your Corona every now and then, but it's about in moderation. And even, you know, I'm a big rice lover. I love rice. And I was always told, you're not supposed to eat rice. That's the worst thing you're eating. However, my trainer, and we'll have him explain that today, he told me that I could eat rice. I see him eat rice.
You
he
like
uses
that white rice.
Well, I know, but the brown rice. You're right. But, you know, so there are ways that you can still eat what you want to eat and season the food to your taste and to your liking, but making sure that you're getting something healthy. And then you're also, you know, exercising and working your body out.
Right. And it's important to know when to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Eating, you have to schedule it in and accordance to your body and how your body performs, because there's a Jamba Juice that just opened near where I'm staying.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm so glad it was.
You turned me on to that.
I did. I used to always go to those.
Man.
And Jamba Juice and Smoothie King, but Jamba Juice?
Man, I'm telling you, if you ever go to a Jamba Juice, please get the chunky strawberry and get honey drizzled on top of it. It's an energy bowl. It is the absolute best thing I have ever had, honestly. And I get one. I try to get it every single day, and it helps me. After I work out, I'll go to Jamba Juice, get my energy bowl, and literally I'm good until 7:30. And I only eat then is because, you know, if we're eating as a family, I want to fix dinner for the family, so I may have a bite, but it is the best.
Right. Now, I'm going to break it down for you, how you can go to Jamba Juice daily, but you don't have to put up with coming out your pocket. If you go to Jamba Juice every day and get an energy bowl, you can really spend $7 a pop. Mm-hmm. If you go 5 days, that's $35. They open seven. So let's say you're going to drop $40 a week. Okay, that's $160 a month on an energy bowl. When you go get your energy bowl and you take in accordance, get that pamphlet so you can see exactly what's in there, how is it beneficial, and you can make your own at the house. All you do is go to the grocery store and get you some bananas,
mm-hmm.
go get you some blueberries,
go get you some Greek yogurt, granola,
go get you some Greek yogurt, go get you some almond milk,
mm-hmm.
I mean
peanut butter, honey,
and you do it yourself. You go get you one made one time, see how they do it. You can keep the bowl,
yeah.
So you can keep the portion, right? And you can do it yourself.
And it's the key is a juicer. They use that juicer to blend it all, right?
Right. And that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret of Jamba Juice.
Exactly. So you know what I'm about to do? I'm about to go put my workout clothes on because my health is my wealth. And this next little segment that we're going to get into a little bit later, my trainer's going to be on the line. So I want to be ready because he might be able to give us some workout tips and things that we can do at home that will move us to a gym or either move us to a personal trainer so we can start there. So, D. Wright.
You already got your workout clothes on.
I'm
not going to sit here and let you paint no picture.
I sure do, right. Y'all. I sure do.
You got your workout
clothes on. Because I hit the gym this morning, as a matter of fact.
Hey, D. Wright, she's getting real excited about this little workout ninja coming on here. You see?
What I'm excited about is the results, you all. I'm excited about the results. I've been training with Fred for about 3.5 years. However, I fell off for about 6 months. And I've kicked back in, and just literally within 3 to 4 weeks' time, I'm seeing results, and that's exciting for me. So yeah, I'm geeked. Now let's set the mood, yeah, baby.
Okay. D-Right, play the right song
with my workout clothes.
Mood about to be set for real.
Uh oh.
When we come back, we'll be talking about your health is your wealth. We'll be talking about working out. We'll be talking about eating right, and we'll really be talking about trying to live longer
and be a better you
for yourself and for your family. You know what Jada can say, live for your kids, die for yourself. So on that note, let's slide into some of that mood music right here on X plus Y squared
equals what?
Yep.
It makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't kick much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Right,
let's
now
get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary, I'm the boss tonight. And you don't give a what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask this, I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now, that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this new gospel, homie. Take six and take this, haters. That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Me like
right now. I don't know if you get a man or not. If you made plans or not. If God put me in your plans or not. I'm tripping, this drink got me saying a lot. But I know that God put you in front of me. So how the hell could you front on me? It's a thousand cause it's Louis Vuitton dine night. So we gon' do everything the kind like. Heard they do anything for a Klondike. Well, I'll do anything for a blind. And she'll do anything for the limelight. And we'll do anything when the time's right. Baby, you're making it
better, faster, stronger.
Oh,
that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much longer. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Like I never told ya. Don't act like I 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 told ya. Baby, you're making it better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. How long I've been on ya?
Yeah, that was him when he was getting it. I just got finished doing 25 jumping jacks, 17 squats, and 8 leg lifts during that song.
D-Wright.
I'm getting it in.
If you have a Bible in your house, put it in that equipment so we can make it till 4 o'clock. What she over here talking about?
That's right. That workout. That health is your wealth.
That must have been that ghost workout because I was standing right beside it. I didn't see any of that.
Yes, you did. You saw it. Okay, you're just hating. Yes, you're being a hater right now.
Forgive me. X plus Y squared equals what? Right here on Unapologetic Radio, we are rolling. Today we're talking about your health.
Is your wealth.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a former IFBB, International Federation of Bodybuilding, a champion. Okay, and now personal trainer, Fred, what's his last name?
Fred Bigot. Some people might say Bigot.
That's what I thought it was. I said, oh, you got about 3 Y's.
Right. Because it's kind of, spelled like that, but he's actually from Haiti, and it's a French name, so it's Fred Bigot.
Right.
Yeah, that's his name on how it is.
So that's what it is. And we'll be talking to him today about a plethora of things that have to do with longevity.
Your health.
Wealth, inside and out.
Yes, yes. And his thing, again, is mind-body infusion. And he helps actually the client to really go at their own pace and to push them, but push them at a pace that they can handle it and take it. And to learn how to really get in tune with your mind and your body, because all those things help the results of what you're doing for your workout.
Well, it looks like somebody is on the
hotline. On the hotline. Do we have Mr. Fred Bigot on the line?
You certainly do, miss.
Oh, wow.
Wait one.
You certainly do.
You coming on here sounding like Billy D. Williams.
I know, like Barry White.
You doing a Coke 45 commercial. Okay, I see what it is. I see why I couldn't get the same damn rate as Yolanda. I understand it now.
He's got that
sense. Hey, D. Wright is making sense now, ain't it?
Nah, I'm sorry to say, my brother. She looks a lot better than you.
She was right.
Yeah.
But we are joined today by a former IFBB, this International Federation of Bodybuilding. This young man right here was and still does look incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk smash status when I first met him, and he told me he hadn't worked out in over 3 years. And I was like, man, you lying.
Right.
Unless you got air pumps and your biceps. You got Reebok biceps? Is that what you got? Because he was busting out that polo shirt. But he's incredible. The results that he's done with my wife, I have thoroughly enjoyed. I appreciate what he's doing, especially the fusion part. Helps with the endurance, help with the overall physical look. And it helps with her inner beauty as far as how she feels and looks at herself when she looks in the mirror. So I want to thank you on top of that. And my first question for you, Mr. Bigot, is why is it so important to even work out?
Well, a lot of people question the fact. I mean, I think when people think about working out, they think simply playing tennis or going for a run is working out. Mm. But working out is a systematic use of the muscle. So it's important because you get up in the morning, your mind goes inside one vehicle, and that is your body. Many one of us, myself included, have several vehicles. We can choose whatever it is we're going to drive in the morning, but through this journey called life, you only have one vehicle, and working out is the only way you can take out an insurance policy on yourself. Mm. I mean, most of us, I mean, we go out, we buy a brand new car, we take out insurance policy, $2,000 a year, and we make sure if we never use it, oh, great, that's fine. But working out is taking out an insurance policy and keeping out whatever plans you have set for yourself or your family. Because doesn't matter how much money you make, you die tomorrow, well, you know. So working mm-hmm. out is the most important thing, I feel.
Yes. And Fred, so let me ask you, because that's what I was saying before you joined our call, was that I was never a workout queen. And I was always a slim chick. And I actually came to you for different reasons. I recently had a son and I had had a C-section. So I, of course, picked up a couple of pounds. But I was really unproportioned because I was slim and skinny in certain areas, but I was thick around my middle. So I came to you to, you know, tone down the midsection and then actually bulk up my weight. And you took me from weighing 125 pounds to where I am now proudly 148. And I say that proudly because it's muscle, it's tone. So what are some ways, you know, and I know what you did for me personally, but what is something that you can tell the general public that they can start doing at home to motivate them to either move into a gym or move into personal training with a trainer like yourself?
Well, I think the first thing is honesty. Going back to the first thing I mentioned from the previous question is that you get up in the morning, I mean, most of us, you look in front of the mirror, you take a shower, it's like, what shows you? If you're unhappy with that, this is the only vehicle you'll have in your life, people. I mean, that's it. If you go in your car, you hear a click, or you press on the brake, or even something happens, what do? Immediately go into a mechanic. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us, when we go into those relationships, it's like we get to the point that we're satisfied. So we stop looking at the physical. I mean, I understand the mental. A person loves you because of mental. But before the mental came in around, most people, you know, looked at the physical. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that most people just let that go. I mean, people out there, you know, looking good for your man, looking good for your women really matters.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to go out and find something totally different. But if you have a car and the car doesn't work, you keep on paying money in it, what do? Buy another one or take it to the
mechanic. You trade it in.
You trade it in. Well, I'm not saying we're trading in from that perspective, but you can always work with it. And I think simply, I think women and men nowadays look at the union of family as like, okay, we have the family, we have the kids. But even those kids need to have something to look forward to. If mom and dad is involved into fitness, it's bound to pass on towards the kids.
Right.
It's, you know, so it's not only just for vanity for what you look like, but really do understand that what you look like, you know, I mean, that's the only thing you'll have in terms of defining who you are. So mm-hmm. make the best of it. It doesn't matter if you're big, you're fat, you're this, you're that. It's the mentality that every day you're working up towards keeping your heart the way it's supposed to be.
A lot of people are afraid of the gym, just like a lot of people are afraid to go see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it's so difficult for the average Joe to just take the first step and go to the gym or go talk to a personal trainer?
I think it's about perception. It's about why do people that have the money don't go out and buy themselves a Corvette or Mercedes Benz? It's really about the perception. We think that they're going to say, well, you know, who are we to try to get better? When this is exactly what you should be trying to do. If you have it, you know, you go out there and you get it. So I think a lot of people are afraid when they're going to talk to a trainer, like, well, you know, not everyone's trying to be a better athlete or better this, better that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as a trainer myself, I think a person coming in, you know, I will say a little story detail a little bit. I have a client of mine that after a 30-minute session goes outside and have a cigarette and comes back after his 5-minute break. But at the end of the time, he would be doing that anyway. So the fact that he's getting an hour session from me, that's mm-hmm. better than anything. So, I mean, right. people got to understand, when you're hiring a trainer, the trainer is up to you to let him know what personal training should be. It's not mm-hmm. going to a guy that's like, here, this is what we're doing today, and this is it, this is that. Personal training is systematic, and really, it's all about how the client is feeling today. If you're feeling good, this is the workout. If you're feeling bad, this is the workout. It's not right. boot camp. So I think right. it's about a lack of confidence, and confidence in themselves, and a lack of confidence in the trainer themselves, that the trainer is going to treat them with proper respect, that their goal is not like the trainer's. Your goal might just be, you know, losing 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm. So, right. And speaking
I think
of
it's
that,
just fear.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of that, what is, because there's a technique that I feel that you use, and it's mind, body, and fusion on how you were able to incorporate that with the whole person holistically. And for the individual that's listening that, you know, wants to go ahead and make that move and speak to a trainer and maybe have been scared of the myths of different trainers, and like you said, it's important for the client to understand the purpose of that personal trainer. What is the uniqueness about the technique that you use with your clients to incorporate mind, body, and fusion fitness?
Well, we call it personal. When a client comes in, the first thing is ascertaining their goal, what they're trying to get to, but not just the physical goal, but the mental goal. Yes, ma'am, you're trying to look a certain way or sir, trying to look a certain way, but why are you trying to look a certain way? Where are you trying to go with it? And most likely you'll find out that the mind-body fusion, whether a person's going through a loss, going through anything, it helps strengthen the individual self. So, I mean, it's really kind of hard to put like a really in terms of what does it. I think it's individualized to each and every single person. So I sit down with them and try to figure out exactly why are they here. Mm-hmm. If you can insert that, then it's easier for you to make a mind-body connection for the client. Because I'm an artist, yeah. you know, and if you're coming in and I see that your glutes need a little bit beefing up, we do that. Bicep, this and that. I think trainers can incorporate mind-body fusion by, in 2-3 weeks, any trainer can bring one single body part. Although it's not, you know, the overall goal, but it keeps you going. Because any one of us, if you plant a seed, you see like, you know, a little thing going from the ground. Guess what? Keep on watering it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And I understand that all too well, because every day that Yolanda leaves Mr. Fred's workout, I call him Mr. Fred. He sounds like he's 68 helping somebody work out. Every time she leaves Mr. Fred's gym, fitness studio, she comes in the house. The first question is, babe, do my butt look better? Yes, Yolanda, it does, boo. Okay? It
Calling
does.
Me out.
Every session.
Do my legs, can you
I
tell?
I don't care if y'all worked on arms. I don't care if you worked on elbows. It's been, hey, my butt look nice? Yes, it does. Okay? It really does. But I'm like Fred, though. You done worked out. What you going to do with it? What are your goals that you have for that ass tonight? But my man, Mr. Unapologetic Radio himself, our boss, this young man who is controlling about 8 shows all at the same time, he has a question that he wants to ask you, Mr. Bigot.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bigot. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, sir.
Great. Okay, so it just so happened that my third grader came home today, and she said that they were doing exercises in her PE class that have her back hurting now as she's at home. Now, of course, when we were younger, we said, you don't have a back, you got gristle. But anyway, as she was doing the exercises at school in her PE class, she informed the PE teacher that, you know, she needed to sit out for a second. You know, she was tired and, you know, her body had felt like she needed to take a break. But the PE teacher told her, oh, you all right, keep going. So my question to you is, how do you, what factors do you use when you're doing your training sessions to determine whether the person that you're training needs just a little bit more of a push or if they actually need to take a break?
Okay, now let's first try to understand. The PE teacher has a program that the PE teacher, he or she, is actually following. Mm. They cannot deviate from program. Mm. So for them, I am a little bit different. As a personal trainer, the client is always right. Because if I'm doing bicep curl with you, there's like 15 different exercises or equipment that I possess that I can for you to get bicep without having your back into position. So what your daughter experienced is exactly what most people in America experience when they go to a boot camp class. You have to have something designed for yourself. And I think that's the reason why now there's an influx of kids that go to personal trainers and their school allow them to sign off for their PE credit because parents are actually concerned. A PE teacher is not an exercise physiologist. It's just somebody that has a teaching degree and it just so happened to be in PE. They could have been a coach or somebody else, but it's not what it is that they do. And I do think most PE teachers should actually be personal trainers. Because if they are trainers, they'll have the ability to think to themselves, well, look, this person should be treated totally differently. Or that person should be treated totally differently. So that is the only way I can, and having not been there, all I can say is that for myself, the client is always right. If the client says the back is hurting, well, you know, ma'am, I can get you to do the same exercise while supporting your back.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that the thing in terms of keeping going because my goal is motivating to push you, but my goal is also to listen to you.
Mm-hmm. And you also train children as well, don't you, Fred?
It's not really that I train children. I have specialized clientele that comes in. I have kids and I trust in me and say, look, you know, can you help them get from a certain point from point A to point B? I will help them do so. But, you know, dealing with kids, it's such a specialized field and with a big potential for error, I kind of abstain from actually doing that unless I truly trust that parent.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say dealing with people, you have to be a special individual and you have to really love what you do. That's why you do what you love. But my question is this right here. I have to know this. Who is easier to train, men or women?
Oh God. Hopefully no one, I know there's listening to this. Who's easier to train, men or women? You know, when I was younger, it was easier to train men because it was about my ego. It's like, how much can I do versus what you can do? As I got older and I found out it's easier to train women because they have a lot more money than men because their husbands are the ones to support them. It might be a sexist thing to say. It seems like women are a lot easier nowadays to train than men. I mean, it is something that I'm still trying to put my hand towards in terms of figuring out why, but it's really a lot easier to do that. And I can train 5, 6, 7 women at the same time. And with a man, I will probably say I can train maybe 1 or 2. So I will probably say I will take 15 women over one guy any day.
Okay. Well, that sounds like the average man if you ask him that question. over one man any day. We'll play those odds. I just always wanted to know that as far as starting off. Because people, you hear so much. And I was reading an article yesterday about Michael Jordan talking about LeBron and Stephen Curry and some of these other younger athletes because they always talk about who was better, Mike, LeBron, or Stephen Curry. And Mike said, first of all, you'd have to let me be able to use some of these supplements that these young boys are using. They have these natural supplements that the NBA is trying to knock out because the older players say it's an advantage. Fourth quarter, these young boys still jumping out the gym. They got lean body mass. That boy from the LA Clippers got 5.5% body fat, okay? And you got running up and down the gym, not getting tired. And these supplements cut fat, add muscle, increase your energy. And so I guess my question is, if I'm starting out, and you know I hear so much, okay, hydroxycut, this and that, and multivitamin, multimineral. Give me a beginning workout starter kit as far as I would need this, maybe like a multivitamin, multimineral, or maybe some supplements, or maybe nothing. What would you suggest?
Well, you know, having been one that used supplements, you know, throughout my whole bodybuilding career, right now I would say that in the last 10 years I've used none. Wow. You don't need supplements. If you're a person that's using supplements right now as a beginner, yes, you're getting gains, but it's not gains that can be continued. You can't carry those gains unless you keep on taking the supplements. Mm. Now, I think the Food and Drug Administration, there's a certain amount of toxicity level to the liver. These supplements that's there, I mean, I know natural bodybuilders that were trying to mimic steroids effect by taking natural supplements. Well, they got big, but their liver ended up getting hurt. Mm-hmm. And I think these supplements are there. One of the things we don't think about is that what is it doing to the liver? We all have our own personal lifestyle. We might have like a drink here, a little drink there, like Donald Trump would say, a little snack with my wine. You know? So whether it's in their prayers or not, or talking to God, people do these type of things. So these supplements that's there, that's great, but how does it affect with mixing it with other things that there is out there? So for myself, I would urge every single person that's starting out there to have a program for 6 months to 12 months. After 12 months of categorizing the gain, keeping track of it, then you can truly figure out if a supplement is hurting you or is helping you. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, you know, if you're doing it within the first 6 to 12 months, I say let the body form its own expression. Let the body form its own stimulus. So don't have something else help it.
Wow.
So yeah, makes that sense. That would be my thing because I've never prescribed a supplement for a client, although it would probably raise my income healthily, but not something I want to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Is there a such thing, Fred, as women becoming too masculine? And I'm coming from, you know how some people are like, look, Serena Williams is incredible, but she looks masculine with all of that muscle mass. And I think it is one of the next best things to remote control with the red light on the keypad so you can find it under the bed at night. But there are some people who, you know, they like their ladies lean and mean. I say this on stage. I always say when white women start to gain weight and they get thick, you start to move into another class because them white men traditionally don't want you thick in the middle with that muscle top. They like you busty, but they want you thin. But when you start getting thick, now you on the brother's radar because you know we like them. You know we like them thicker than a Snicker. So you move over that. But then somebody could be messing with you, Fred. Like, what you trying to do? Be a sister? Or why are you trying to get so thick and so on? So I guess, can a female do too much?
I don't think so because it's not... You don't get to a point, you find yourself, you wake up the next day, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're masculine. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you don't just run from here to downtown, and all of a sudden, click, open up your eyes, you're downtown. There's a point of exhaustion if you're walking, if you're taking a taxi, there's a point you're like, hey, you know, how much is this meter going to cost? You know, so I mean, there is a point you can stop. It goes upon what the person is trying to achieve. You talk about Serena Williams. Well, if she wasn't as masculine looking as she was she be number one? You know, right. Because people, you know, for some reason they say masculine. You know, if a woman is able to put a muscle, still has, you know, I hate to say it, unapologetic regular, their vagina, their boobs, but you want to know something? That's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That is a woman. It all depends upon the man because, you know, out there, there's white women, there's Jewish women, there's Hispanic women, there's this, there's that. Who's better? It all depends upon your preference.
Right.
So I think, like, in trying to change where people are going to go to, I personally feel that women over 50 should put on as much muscle mass as possible. As much muscle mass as possible.
Because
you start getting to because you got to get to about 60, you start losing it. And you want to go to your later years with as much muscle as possible. Mm-hmm. Trust me, if you're masculine at 50, by the time you're 65, you look fine.
Wow.
Got you.
Put on as much muscle as possible, ladies. If you, all the cougars that are listening today, that is your cougar tip of the week. If you are 50 or older, get your cougar ass in a gym or find Mr. Fred Bigot.
Yes.
And put some muscle on that frame, okay? Because, listen, it can be a Buick Deuce in a quarter, but we just want to make sure that it's clean and the tires is Armorall and you're looking good when you're whizzing through the city and you got your top down, okay?
Yeah, definitely. And ladies, Fred is definitely great at what he does. He knows how to push you, but not over push you. And he knows how to really get things clicking to where you understand the dynamics of your workout and the importance of it. And like I said earlier, it's become a lifestyle for me. So now when that's I don't great. Work out, I feel crazy. And that's when you know you have a good trainer, when you can train and it becomes to be incorporated a part of your lifestyle and you need that. And even when I don't, for the days that I don't go and see Fred, I run or I jog or I do things. And so, Fred, quickly tell us, what are some things that people can do at home if they're not able to get into a gym or able to get to a personal trainer? Are there any tips that you can give us to be able to do at home?
Well, I recommend something to do is something you do wall sits. You get up in the morning, you do about 2 minutes against a wall sits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sit against the wall, just hold yourself up, do about 2 minutes against there, and do yourself about 10 to 15 push-ups.
Oh.
The first key thing is, the first thing I would tell people, I talk about health first thing is, you need to circulate the blood throughout the whole body. That's the first key thing from preventing a heart attack. So mm-hmm. first thing you get up in the morning, you actually do that. Just by doing that, those 5 minutes will help your whole metabolism throughout the day. So
wow.
if you don't have time, the first 7 minutes that you wake up, utilize that for any type of movement, but the movement should be static.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's to tell it. You
static,
that.
Yes.
I told you, Lon. I said, listen, your first move in the morning.
Whatever. Whatever,
before
honey.
Before your son wake up, you get your steady steps in.
When you got children, sometimes steady, it can't be there.
Trying to put you on this, trying to put you on this incline. Listen, if you're trying to holler, you got a question, of course you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, anything social media. You can go inside the chat room. You can download the app, Unapologetic Radio. Hit us on the Millionaire Maker Hotline, 844-667-6779, 844-667-6779. We are about to wrap up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Great talk with our personal trainer, former IFBB champion. This is Mr. Fred Bigot, who has his fitness studio located right here in Alpharetta, Georgia.
So, Fred, tell the people how they can find you if they're interested in either consultation, coming in, starting to work out with you. How can they find you on social media as well as in Alpharetta?
Well, in social media, you can look at me at Fred Bigot's Elite Training or Mind and Body Fusion, a real fitness experience. But the easiest way to get in touch with me, it's usually by sending me a text. If you're interested, I'm there. And my phone number is 404-553-1666. I've had this number for 10 years, and the last three digits is right. 6666.
Oh, Lord. Well, that explains why I dropped Yolanda on I don't even come in the parking lot. I knew something was going on. I went that D right. He got the all seeing eye in a triangle sitting over the front door. What in the hell? He from Haiti. He had two chickens on the back. I said, Fred, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
Amen.
Listen,
Catholication.
I want to say this to Fred. Number one, fellas, here go an angle ain't nobody touching with your insecure asses. You scared to let your lady go work out with somebody that looks physically better than you. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me I'm lying. Let me talk from a grown man perspective. Yes, you are. My wife talk about Cam Newton like he the next best thing since banana and peanut butter.
Can
and I gotta
what?
Sit there and take it. I got my teeth fixed so my smile could be like here. So I'm about to go up in here in body fusion. I'm not going to work out when Yolanda work out because it'd be too much competition. I'm about to let Fred get me right because mm-hmm. like I always say, you can't put an off the rack body in a tailored suit.
Right.
And grown man, you know what I say, look good, smell good,
feel good.
And if you want to accomplish all of those things doing a workout, a continuous workout, being consistent it not just milk does the body good, but working out does the body good. My son at my mother's funeral told me, he said, "Dad, Granny got to see you make 40. So you got to see me turn 40. That means he want me to at least be on this earth 73 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I'm going to get to that number is I'm going to have to get some mind-body infusion and get that Mr. Fred so I can get some longevity, because I want to look as good as I can at this point. Just because your age goes up doesn't mean physically you got to match it, okay? And I don't want to be one of them cats that they say, oh, he's only so-and-so. He had a hard life. That's right. A hard 48.
Right.
I don't want to be that either. So I commend Fred on what he does. He also takes away the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, okay, well, fall up in the gym and see the dude up in there working out, and you don't look nothing like that, and you see your wife enjoying herself, and of course, because they're interacting, she got to see him, he got to see her. Yeah, that's when the mental games
Fred takes
all of that away. Fred takes all of that away, and this is the way you take it away, people: professionalism,
yeah,
and results. Yeah. Okay, not to mention, if your trainer sends home a 3D painting with the ass that comes off the picture board. This was incredible, Fred. All right?
I'm an artist.
Sculptor,
That's what I do for my clients. A lot of my clients come in. Some clients are over an hour to actually come in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, if you tell me you want this a specific size, you want to look a certain way, I mean, this is what I do. I utilize the weight as like a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anybody else up there. I'm a two-time U.S. National Bodybuilding Champion. I've never been trained by anybody. But how I use the weight is, I mean, not only can I do it on a piece of wood, I do it with a person.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can see it, I can recreate it. The only problem is, are you willing to endure the pain to get from point A to point B?
And it's so, pain. Yes.
I say one thing to everybody out there. You know, my goal is to empower each and every single one of you. There's something called power. And by the way, people, I got this trademark, so don't steal it. Power. It's called price of wanting everlasting result, or principle of wanting everlasting result.
Mm-hmm.
And your goal is, by working out, you know, your health is your success, because all you're trying to do is self-empowerment. Working out is a catalyst in terms of getting from point A to point B. So what I do is try to empower my people. And the word power, once again, price of wanting everlasting result, or the principle of wanting everlasting results. So we go from price to principle. So you come in, you pay the price, give me 5 or 6 months, I'll give you a principle for self-empowerment.
Wow.
That's it, guys.
And that's there it is. And there. So once again, Fred, give them the number before you go on how they can reach you.
Yeah. Anybody wants to reach me, my phone number, send me a text, 404-553-1666.
Wow. There it is.
666.
Well, Fred, thank you so much.
Fred got a damn confession booth in his fitness studio. He got, hell, you going to close the curtain and be like, listen, I ate 2 pizzas. All right.
No,
all right,
Fred,
my son, go on the elliptical.
Thank you so much for calling in today and dropping those nuggets of knowledge on us about our health being our wealth and how
nuggets.
We can... Yeah, those nuggets
the
of knowledge,
grill,
baby.
Not fried.
Yeah, the grilled nuggets on how we can start infusing health and wellness into our everyday life. And I will see you in the morning.
All right, girl. Take care, guys. Tone, nice to hear from you.
Hey, man, always a pleasure. Yolanda's credit card is about to run out.
Better not.
I just want to let you know that.
I'm charging it Friday, so I might do it tonight. Bye.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Take care.
She got about 2 units left on that.
Well, that was great, great. So you know what? We wrapped up a lot of time. We're going to take y'all into this break so we can pay some bills real quick, and we're going to come back and say goodbye to you all.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that was incredible.
And what y'all don't know is me and D. Wright have a fitness challenge.
Ah.
Okay? Not against each other, but for each other.
Mm-hmm.
See, support system. Me and D. Wright getting ready to do the Batman workout.
Oh, yeah.
And I've showed it to you.
Yeah.
Batman workout is incredible.
Yeah.
Me and D. Wright will be wearing Batman costumes by summer.
With the socks, with the matching socks, right?
But the ab part will be built into the costume. We ain't gonna go that hard. That's still a costume, all right?
Hilarious.
So we getting ready to hit you with the old school joint of the day. This is X plus Y squared equals
what?
On Apologetic
Radio.
You think they can see me rubbing your breath through the phone?
I wish they could. Human Resources, D. Wright. I need you to call security.
We gonna do right here is go back.
I'm taking it back to the old school.
Way back.
Back in the days.
Back into town.
Like the old school.
Plus Y squared equals what? On Unapologetic Radio. Uncensored, uncut, unapologetic.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code XPLUSY at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code XPLUSY. That's XPLUSY at AdamandEve.com.
Fellas, it's been said to me that the most dangerous man in the room is not the best dressed, is not even the best looking man, not even the wealthiest. The most dangerous man in the room is the most charismatic man. You ever seen a gentleman cross his legs and the socks that are being exposed from up under his pants leg changes the game? Because when the pants leg comes up, the conversation goes down. Come see the Sock King. Inbox me.
on Facebook, Anthony Tone X Belson. If you want information, if you want to place an order, if you want to change your life. Because once you change your socks, you change your life. Come see the Sock King.
Some me better work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my ta, 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 ta. Dry me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a wack, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touch me in a righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I'm asleep for decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. To me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk out, na 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 na. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I
work, 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 work. Let me see you work, 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 work. Let me see you. I like that Rihanna. Well, I'm not sure if I like that Rihanna, but you know what?
I don't even know what it, well, I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't even.
I'm like, what is that?
I don't even know what she's saying.
What's she doing?
She might be chanting something that we don't need to sing. So.
And then Drake come on in. You know, Drake, just stop it.
Sit back.
Just stop.
Well, it's about that time.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't seen
the
video.
She ain't Barbados. She ain't hardly got nothing on.
Oh, you, I can imagine. No. Well, it's about that time.
Is it? Because I hear the music.
I hate this time. We got to go, y'all.
I've enjoyed myself today.
I did.
Thank you, beautiful people, for rolling.
Yeah, for listening, tuning in.
Like you always do, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fred God, for calling in and giving us that knowledge that you dropped on working out.
Yeah, that was great information on health, wealth, fitness right there. Don't forget, Green Chimp Show is coming up.
Yes, it is at 5 p.m.
You don't want to miss that.
So stay tuned.
They keep it 172 over there.
186.
I heard a girl get cussed out the other day because she had a radio on too loud. I said, boy, God damn.
Turn your radio down.
Real in the field over here, boo.
Really?
So listen, man, next Thursday, we got an exciting show for you. I wish I could tell you what the topic is because I know it.
I know.
But I'm going to hold it to myself. Yeah, but it's
baby.
A good one, though.
It's going to be a steamy one.
It's a good one. I'm going through it right now.
And shout out to the people on their way to CIAA. Be safe in the Queen City this weekend.
Yeah, please, man. Please.
Have a good time.
If you can't be safe, be careful. If you can't be careful, name it after your favorite rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And what's that?
If you can't be safe, be careful. If you can't be careful,
name it
after your favorite rapper. The whole thing is, I mean, that's a baby coming. If you can't be safe.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
D-Wright.
It was a little bit over
my head. D-Wright, text Yolanda, and okay? Tap your neighbor in church and tell him to pay attention to what the pastor's saying over here.
And you're on your way off to Houston this weekend with Monique. So.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to shut it down.
Shut it down. So, shows are already sold out.
Sock King coming. Of course, I got that lucky bag.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure you want to see that right there. Let me put your Sock Game on fleek. Go down here and tell these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
CIAA, be safe.
Yes. Tune in to us next Thursday for the steaming topic. And follow me at Y2Yolanda on social media.
Follow me at ToneX Comedy. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. Facebook. Same thing in the fan page, man.
Mm-hmm.
We about to be up out of here like last year. But we'll get right back on you next week, inshallah.
Yes, God willing.
All right. We gone.
Peace.